The national anxiety about anthrax increased yesterday as several House and Senate office buildings were closed to be checked for the presence of anthrax spores. A potent form of the powder was found in a letter mailed to Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, and many Capitol Hill staff workers are being tested for exposure. New York's Governor George Pataki also has ordered testing for his staff after a suspicious letter was received at his office, and testing for anthrax is underway at a publishing company in Florida and at a Microsoft office in Nevada. Recovery work continues at the site of the September 11th destruction of the World Trade Center in New York City. Senator Hillary Clinton is a Democrat from New York. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
You've urged the Bush administration to provide more information to the public about anthrax and bioterrorism. What should be done?
Well, we have a lot of work to do, but one of the ideas that I have talked to Secretary Thompson about is to have national teach-in, I don't know, a town hall meeting perhaps, however it could be structured, in which we could replace some of the fears that people legitimately have and their unanswered questions with the facts that, you know, many of us on the Hill have been educating ourselves about in a very rapid way.
Did senators receive any official warning from the FBI or the Justice Department that anthrax mailings might occur?
I did not, and I haven't heard any of my colleagues refer to that, Bob. I think that many of us have worried about terrorist attacks within our country ever since Oklahoma City, but I think we're all on uncharted ground right now.
And yet we were all so unprepared, not just for September 11th, but for bioterrorism scares that we now see in your state of New York and in Washington, Florida, and Nevada.
Well, I think that's understandable to some extent. We have such a history of freedom and a sense of, you know, our invulnerability. I believe that many Americans have, you know, kind of had a false sense of security, even while we've seen terrorism stalk a lot of other countries from, you know, Northern Ireland to the Middle East to Asia. So it's clear that what was happening elsewhere could and has been brought home to us.
Is New York getting the assistance it needs in the wake of the attacks in the World Trade Center?
Well, we are, and I'm sure that we will. There, you know, are some efforts going right now to determine exactly how much money the city and the state need now, but we know that whatever the first installment is will have to be added to in the future. The human need is not only enormous, we have an estimate of probably 10,000 children who have lost one or both parents. I just believe we've got to be prepared for the long haul here, and I so appreciate all of the help that people around the country have provided.
In the past, you've been able to watch White House operations up close. In your view, is President Bush handling the current crisis in response against Afghanistan well?
Yes. I am very supportive of what the president has done and very supportive of our, you know, military leadership, some of whom I've known for a number of years. And I think that their continuing reminder to us about the patience that's required and the long-term commitment that we have to make is extremely important. You know, we're not a very patient people. And I think Americans have to be reminded that what we're engaged in to root out these terrorist networks is not easy. It's extremely difficult, but if we stick with it, and if we do have the coalition support from countries around the world, we will be successful. We do, however, have to work to make sure our message gets out, not just here at home. We have to have such an effort worldwide, and particularly in the Arab and Muslim world. I'm hopeful that we'll have a fairer hearing in some parts of the world that, you know, frankly don't know very much about us, don't even remember that the last time we put our men and women at risk was on behalf of Muslims. You know, we fought to end ethnic cleansing. We fought to end the horror of Bosnia. We went to war in the Persian Gulf. So we do have our work cut out for us there, but I'm very supportive and very confident about what we're doing.
This is not what you might have expected for your freshman year in the Senate.
You know, Bob, we never know what to expect in our lives, but I don't think if we'd sat down and written 1,000 scenarios for what was going to happen in New York or America, any of us would have predicted this. But just as, you know, we've learned in other situations, whether it's been matters of great national military challenge or public health challenge, you know, we're going to be prepared and ready to deal with this as well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Senator Hillary Clinton is a Democrat from New York.